When was the last time that you got hands-on and did something science-y? This is the Environment Report. I'm Kyle Norris in for Rebecca Williams. There's a new project out of Michigan Technological University up in Houghton. It involves phone apps. And the idea is to get everyday people involved with science and then share information with professional researchers. Alex Mayer is a professor of environmental and geological engineering at Michigan Tech, and he's the project's director. Alex, what have you made?
So we've made smartphone and web-based apps for collecting various kinds of environmental information that will help scientists eventually solve an environmental problem by having more data than they would have otherwise.
All right, now you've got a couple of apps. One looks at sort of the health of beaches. Another is about air pollution. One looks at different cultures. And there is my ultimate favorite, what you guys are calling the mushroom mapper.
Yes.
Let's talk about the mushroom one. How might this work?
You download the smartphone app onto your phone, and then you wander around the forest, wherever you are, and you record by pushing buttons what sorts of mushrooms you see. There's a little field guide to help you identify mushrooms. And again, you push the button and that data on the mushroom locations and so forth, pictures, those go up to this big database.
What is the big goal of all of this?
I think there are two goals. One is perhaps the most obvious one is that we can provide data for scientists that would be otherwise too expensive or too difficult for them to collect. And then by involving citizens, our hope is that citizens will get more engaged in the whole process of collecting scientific data, science in general. And since we're focused on environmental aspects of science, we also hope they may change the way they view the environment and improve their environmental behavior.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to ask you next. I'm wondering, like, does something happen when regular people do get involved with science and it gets hands-on and they're helping make this data? You know, what happens?
Well, that's a really, really good question. You know, there's this whole citizen science movement, which is fantastic. That again offers anybody an opportunity to contribute to better understanding of the world. We don't really know though what the impact is on people. We'd like to think that again makes them have a better attitude towards science and the environment. We also don't know what the effect is on the scientists. Do they have more of a, they get involved in these citizen science projects, do they have more interest in communicating to citizens about their science?
But if you had to take a guess, I mean, do you think it's a good thing?
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine it's a bad thing. But yeah, I certainly believe it is a good thing we know that the typical person doesn't really understand what a scientist does, why they do that. There's a lot of suspicion of scientists these days for various reasons. And so anything that can let citizens become stakeholders in the scientific process, I think can only be a good thing.
Hey, listen, Alex, thank you so much.
You bet.
Michigan Tech professor Alex Mayer says the phone app should be ready by the end of the year. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.